Hello, everyone. I hope you're all having a great day so far. Today's confession is that I have been a porn writer. I copyrighted and wrote a lot of pornographic stories. And so while I was in the midst of doing all of that, I actually wrote and published a few books. And nobody knows that. My partner at the time knows that I, did an article on pornography. I don't remember my exact words, but that's kind of how it went. But I got to write freely a whole entire, a pornographic movie, So I got to put some of my desires. They gave me, because I was doing it for other people, I was freelancing. They gave me money and they gave me a general topic or general idea of how or what they wanted included, but whatever I did with the story was on me. Do you know how fucking awesome that is? I wish I could still write today, but I can't. But it is, all of my, oh my God, I'm getting horny thinking about it. Oh my God, my pussy's tingling right now. Oh my God. The scenes that I laid out, stuff that you could only, well, I could only fantasize about. I've never been able to be in one of those situations. And it's amazing, amazing. One of my little secret desires that I was able to, well, okay, there's a difference. I shouldn't say that. There's a difference between a secret desire, as in something that I want to do. I think there's a difference between that and something that turns me on. Okay? So just keep that in mind. I fantasize. No. I get horny, like tingly, nipples instantly hard on, like, when I read or hear people talking about very taboo subjects. But I would never and could never follow through on 99% of those. They're unethical, they're immoral, they're, whatever. I know people that have done them, do them. And, I don't care. I don't care. I'm just saying for me, I couldn't, okay? Because of my history. But when I was asked, and this was hard, I was asked to do, I write a taboo book or a story on a little bit of incest. Okay. Bear with me. Don't judge me. I could read it. If somebody else had written it, I could read it. It's not a book I would probably choose, but I could read it. If it just happened to be in the book, fine. And I'd get very fucking horny, and I don't know why, because I honestly want no part of it. You know what I mean? It makes me sick to think about. But at the same time, fucking horny, right? But anyways, that was my job. I tried denying it to, ask them if I could just turn do something else, and they offered me very good money to just go ahead and do that story. Money talks. Money talks. And I wrote it. And a good way for me to kind of, I mean, it still wasn't right, but I couldn't do like a father-daughter. I just couldn't. So I made it like a stepfather, or, and the child was not a child. It was like a young adult. So there was like no underage, and there was no like actual relation, like blood relation. It had to be some sort of relation. A step parent was the furthest I could go with that. They were pretty insistent on that. But so to write, it did not, as I was writing it did not make me horny. And I actually had to do a couple of them. I think that same person hired me to do more than one. And I kind of did the same scenario with each one. I know one of them was a mom and not her son, but her son's friend, I don't know, high school. I can't really remember. You guys will find out that I have a horrible memory, and it's part of a brain disease that I had now, which is why I can't write anymore. But the only ancestral part of that one was the son caught his mother and his friend and didn't say anything, kind of sat outside the room jerking off. You know what I mean? So that kind of scenario. So I'm not a monster. I do not approve of it. There's nothing. But I gotta say, when all these taboos, not incest, but what are some other things that you guys think are taboo? A lot of people think getting fucked up the ass is taboo. I don't consider that taboo. But it's not something I practice regularly, because when I did try it, it hurt. And I know somebody told me, yeah, you must have been doing it wrong because it's the best thing in the world. I probably was. We probably were not doing it right, but I have never had a desire to try again. And like I said, I've had two long-term partners in my life. And the first one is the one we tried, and the second one has no desire, right? Okay. So that's that. I have a girlfriend. Oh no, we're gonna go taboo. Gosh, see, I get off track too. Okay. So what are some other taboo things? Oh, there's so many. Ancestral is a big one, but there's bestiality. I never had to write any of those, but I've heard people talking about it. Nothing about that turns me on. And I just don't see. I don't know where my opinion lies on that. I'm not like, I love animals. I'm not, but I'm not in the PETA, and I'm sure any of you on the PETA would, I'm not like condoning it. There's nothing. But I know that that's probably definitely taboo, right? I don't know. A flash just came into my head of, I think I saw it in a movie, or maybe it was in a book or something years ago. Oh, it was either a woman or a man. I can't even remember that part. But was putting like peanut butter on their junk, and so their dog could lick it off. Now, as a woman, I guess I can understand if it wouldn't really matter what kind of tongue was licking down there. It would feel good, right? Just kidding. Let's not do that. Let's not talk animals. All right. So, but I swear to God, I don't judge people. Swinging. Is that taboo? Is that too taboo for you? Oh, what I'd fucking give to be able to go swinging. My little confession about this is the partner I'm with now, we had broken up for a little while, and I indeed did find a swingers group locally, and was like fucking horny all the time. I mean, like we're just talking online, but there was like big parties happening, and I ended up having to work. It was always something that I couldn't make it to a party, and I really wanted to. Like, I was, oh my God, horny. Like, to go, okay, here I go. This is getting off the taboo, but oh, well, maybe it is taboo to most people, but to go into a swingers party, and at the time I was single, so to go in single woman, where everybody in this group, like, because we all shared pictures and videos, like, and friggin' be talking to someone masturbating on video with them. It's fucking hot. It is hot, right? So all these people could not wait to get their hands on me, and me with them, right? A couple of them. I was one a little scared me a little bit with this bondage stuff, but I was ready to try everything. I mean, this is that you get yourself in this like mode where that's all you think about. And let me tell you what, when I'm in that mode, I lost weight, and you're fucking horny all the time, so your eyes are glazed, you're glowing. You just got this glow about you. And to walk into one of these parties and have people just coming up, and they knew me, and we had already discussed what was allowed, what wasn't allowed, but this was still in my imagination. And I just desired to walk in and just having everybody just fucking touching me, like all hands, men and women, and just ravishing me. I mean, that is a fucking desire. I would give anything to have that happen. And just, major orgy. I don't care how many people are fucking, their heads are between my legs and somebody is sitting on my face. We're going. I don't care. We can switch partners 100 times. I don't care. I could go all fucking night. And I mean, I'm wet right now thinking about it. I'm so fucking horny. So, anyways, so some more taboo. You guys are going to get used to me going off the walls a little bit. It's hard when you're here by yourself, right? But swinging is huge for me. Threesomes. They're not really taboo anymore. It seems like everybody talks about them. But yeah, I would love, I don't really want two guys, only because if one guy's fucking me, the other dick is either going to be in my ass or in my mouth. And I'm not a big fan of either. So give me a fucking pussy any day, okay? And these are my fantasies. No, I've never been in a lesbian relationship in my entire life. But I fucking know that I could have a threesome or an orgy of just women and fucking multiple orgasms, okay? I mean, I can have multiple orgasms thinking about it. Bondage. That's a taboo for a lot of people. You know, BDSM. They're all, I know people that are really into it and they friggin' love it. And let me tell you, I have my own thoughts about why people are into bondage and BDSM. And that's just the, well, I don't want to tell you what career I am, but that's just how my brain works. I guess I'm going to leave it at that because I don't want to get into too much detail on that. But yeah, that's, I don't know, to be, I would love to be handcuffed and just so I couldn't move, you know, maybe my feet tied, but I'm not, I don't like pain. I don't like humiliation. So that's, you know, it is what it is. You can tie me up. If you're going to like fuck me hard, or you're going to fucking tease me, you're going to do something like that. But I, no, I'm not, you hit me and I'm going to, we're going to go. It won't be fun. you know, another taboo thing is food. Not into food. But again, this is just me. I would love to hear other people's opinions on this, you know. What about pegging? Are any of you into pegging? I guess I don't know enough about it. Role playing and dirty talk. I think this one's huge for a lot of people. Role playing. You know, that's, I've never, you know, really gotten into that as much. But I do the dirty talking, or if I can't say it out loud in my head, like if I, it depends, you know, some nights you're just not in the mood, or if you're in the mood, it's because you're thinking about your, what your girlfriend was wearing, you know, me and my girlfriend went out to a restaurant for drinks and, you know, we just catch up, we just, you know, girlfriend, not a sexual partner, girlfriend. And your fucking tits, you know, oh my God. And we talk dirty to each other because it's like an ongoing joke that we've never, and don't believe that either one of us would ever act on. But, you know, nights like that, I ain't thinking of my man, I'm thinking of her. So when he's doing his stuff to me, I'm picked in my head, it's her. And oh, the orgasms are huge with that, right? What are some other taboos? I mean, having multiples, you know, orgies, I guess that's, of course, I'm into that, obviously. Rimming, definitely not. Anal massage, you know, just, I've never done it. Intense nipple play. I love my nipples being touched, but they do get sensitive. So I don't think I could ever do like a clamp. Oh, it makes me cringe. You know, or too much, because they are a very sensitive thing, right? And again, the humiliation stuff, no, not for me. Choking, I have a friend that's really into that. She says it's the best thing ever. I've never tried it, never, you know, just really not my thing. There's a sex club. I don't remember where it is. And oh my God, my girlfriend was telling me about it and I want to go. All I remember is that she said it's like, you know, just this club, people are walking around and there are, it's almost like a museum or something. There's different things that you can do and it's very controlled. One of the things is to lay naked on this like a desk, or it's not a desk though, but it's like a desk, where it's like an island of its own. You're on a bed and people are standing all around you, like from complete circle or oblong or whatever you want to call it, around you. They're shoulder to shoulder, they're squished right in, and all of their hands are on you. And they're like doing anything that they want to do with just their fingers. And you're just laying there. Oh my God. Yeah, I would fucking love it. Love it. So, yeah. All right. So that's, you guys getting my little craziness there on that one. All right. So, anywho, come on. I am so turned on right now. I'm pretty much gonna go watch some porn. I probably keep Pornhub in business. And nobody knows. Nobody in the world knows this about me. And I love having it as my dirty little secret. You know what I mean? I really freaking love it. And it, like, the more secretive it is, the more it turns me on. So, like, when you guys come on here, like, if we do a call together, however you want to do, I'm going to leave that up to you guys. If we do a Zoom call, with videos off or videos on, that's totally up to you. I'm going to be so horny, just so you know. I may not tell you, but you'll probably see me like rubbing my tits or my pussy while we're talking. I'll try not to. I'll try to control myself. But I'm definitely a voyeur, okay? I'm not so much as an exhibitionist. Only because I'm, self-conscious and stuff like that. But a voyeur, oh man. I like those swingers parties because you can go in and you can just watch. You don't even have to participate. And I watched through Zoom, or through, it was not Zoom. It was like a Skype or something back then. Actually, I don't know what program they use. Maybe it was Venmo or Venmo, whatever. I don't even know. I'm not very techie. But they let me, and they took me through the room, because I couldn't be there. And let me tell you what, have you guys ever had the opportunity to just watch? Like I know, you see movies about husbands that hire men to come in and fuck their women while they just sit in the corner and watch. I couldn't do that because I would definitely want to participate. But like if I was sneaking and watching, or like watching through when I was watching through the webcam, there's nothing you can do. You can't get in there and join them. And that fucking turns me on. That turns me on so much. So I want every single one of you to send me an email, send me a voicemail, send me whatever you want. What is my email? You can tell this is new to me, right? My true sexual confessions at gmail.com. And just tell me what you want. Do you want to come? Come on, baby, I'll make you come. No, but if you want to just talk to me, or you want to just don't even want to talk, you just want to chat, writing chat, back and forth, email back and forth. Hey, I'm perfectly fine with that as well. I'll do whatever you want. I will, right now, where I'm brand new, I'm just starting out, I will either. If you want to be on the show, you're hired. You're in. You're in. And I want to hear your true sexual confessions and desires. I got the name would have been too long if I put in and desires, right? So I just said confessions. But really, I want to know your desires because that turns me on. And basically, this is going to be a big fucking horny fucking orgasm show, I hope. So I can share my horniness with all of you and you can share yours with me. Hey, I think it'll be wonderful. I think we'll have a great relationship together. And see, it's innocent, right? It's not like we're getting together. It's not like there's no cheating. There's no nothing. We're not having a relationship. We're just talking. And we're not even in the same freaking room. So come on. Come to me, baby. Come to me. Send me what you got and let's get this going. I hope you guys all have amazing orgasms tonight. And I will catch you on the next show.